This week's Summit of the Americas takes place amid continuing global supply chain problems, which President Joe Biden will address at the Port of Los Angeles on Friday.
This is really a spectacular golden opportunity.
Economic policy analysts say the solution to those problems lies in a concerted effort to shift manufacturing and shipping away from Asia to neighbors of the U.S., the so-called friendshoring of supply chains.
We could be talking about several millions of jobs that could move into those countries linked to supply chains, and that would be transformative in those economies.
But unlinking the existing supply chain would not be easy.
We'll require both the hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure. And what do I mean by soft infrastructure? Governments, the policy, the trade policies would have to align to adopt the new ways of looking at things.
Relations between the U.S. and countries like Mexico, whose president has decided not to attend the summit, are tense. Even if the political goodwill for more trade integration could be found, the job of building a vast industrial infrastructure and port facilities would take many years and hundreds of billions of dollars. But if friendshoring were realized, it would have benefits far beyond improving the fragile supply chain. It could reduce poverty and migration, curtail criminal gangs and narcotics trafficking.
Create good jobs with good labor conditions, environmental security, and that means you'll employ workers who would then be much less inclined to decide they have to get out and migrate to the United States or join a local drug trafficking gang.
The time, experts say, is now.
Companies are already talking about doing it, right? There is a serious conversation in the boardroom. How do we diversify our supply chain? How do we make it shorter so they're much more effective in terms of the cost, resiliency, and sustainability? And America has a great opportunity to take advantage of this momentum. Because if we don't do it now, when will we?
Reconfiguring supply chains could be a potential win-win for the U.S. and its neighbors, but would require political will and a level of trust that, at the moment, doesn't seem to exist. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.